You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on the Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, SID Media. This is the Weekend Chapter, and we get to sit down with different Adventist personalities who are doing something impactful. And tonight, we've got a man who is no different. He's been doing a wonderful job in the field of children's ministries, and we just thought maybe it was going to be a good idea for us to sit him down. And this is no other than the man, Pastor Gift Shoko. All right, so let me take this opportunity to welcome the man. Fundis, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Honored to be here. Thank you.
All right, so Pastor Gift Shoko, like I said, you're one man who has done some phenomenal work in terms of children's ministries and working with the kids. But before we get in, you know, into your work, maybe just like some of my listeners, we might want to know who is this man? If you can tell us a bit about your background, how you grew up, and yeah, things like that, the kind of family that you grew up into, you know, such kind of info.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was born in Gweru, 1984, and I was raised by my granny, my grandmother. I think it was for the better because it was a setup. Our community was Adventist, and I went to an Adventist primary school, Lwagoro Mission. Mm-hmm. And that's when I had to know more about Jesus. Yes, this was the revelation. You know, there is a revelation of Jesus Christ and there is an encounter. Mm-hmm. So I got the opportunity to have both the revelation and an encounter. Mm-hmm. when I managed to grow into an older person. So in I think in a nutshell, this is how I grew, and I think we can, yes.
Okay, so you did go to Lower Gweru Adventist, and college, where did you attend?
Yes, I went to Solus University. Mm. Yes, I started in 2014.
All
yes,
right.
And then after that, we start now the ministry called Amen Kids. Mm. Yes, this is the Adventist Kids Evangelism. Mm. Network for kids.
All right.
Yeah, so we had to see that it's not enough again to just evangelize on our normal platforms. Yes, we are not changing the doctrine, we're not changing the fundamentals, but we thought to change the approach.
Okay.
So that these children now can be a platform and a conduit to bring Jesus to parents, because these children are catchy. They were used as bait. You first use them as bait to attract now their parents, because we go non-denominational in our approach. Mm. But at the end of the day, the children are imparted to, and at the same time we get the parents as well. So it would be a wholesome approach to evangelism. Yes.
Wow. All right. All right. Amazing. Amazing. So you are one man who's very passionate about this children's ministries. But before I dig deeper into it, were you ever, let's say, assigned a district before you actually went straight into, or maybe just went from school straight into children's ministries?
It's like with passion, it's like my calling. I felt it when I was assigned a church first, before I went to Solusi, to be a children's ministry director.
Okay.
And I understand that my workplace where I used to work, I cannot mention the company, I was supposed to work on a Sabbath, but I could decline because of the post of being a children's ministry director, knowing that the children, the influence which you have on children is going to impact their future in their lives. So other churchmates who were working on Sabbaths, the elders per se, were actually angry. Even the workers were like, hey, are you an elder? Are you a pastor? I was like, no, I'm a children's ministry director. That's when the calling came. But when I went straight or maybe to college, even my songs, I was the chorister there. So those who remember, that's when I started to compose the song step by step, step by step, I will follow. Yes, the college mates could enjoy because in that community, there are children at church.
Mm.
So in a university setup, many people can forget about children. children, yes. but I could notice that they are children in our midst. Mm. So I could minister to them starting from Solus. But as of now, I haven't been absorbed. Not that they don't want, but no, as I'm still to be absorbed. But as for now, we are still working to appreciate and to acknowledge the services of the church. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's awesome. So, Amen Kids, which year did you establish it, if I can put it that way?
It's 2017. That's when it was established, but it was a thought from maybe 10 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
2017.
Yes.
All right. Considering the impact that you have made, I'm actually amazed that you already started it in 2017. All right. So, which kind of should I say criteria do you use when you are sort of like selecting kids to work with?
Unfortunately, our children now, you have to have the consent of the parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people who are a bit supportive are those parents who have a passion in evangelism. Mm. So those parents now can actually give us their children. So there's no criteria per se, as I told you, that it's a non-denominational approach. Mm. As you can see that we went to schools, maybe we go to schools whenever we have a platform for radio, mm. be it Star FM, be it any platform. And then when we put a challenge, maybe a verse challenge, any child who respond to that challenge, we go to that school. And when we go to that school, we award maybe with a t-shirt, with a Bible or a disc to that school. And then we present on assembly. Those children who have won, we take them on board. So it's like from 2017, we've got some children whom we got from assembly, from mm. the school's program, who are still working with us, mm. doing book distribution, doing choreography for the music videos, mm. who are not even Adventists. Mm. But whom we have met along the way, but we have loved the vision, we have loved the way we present our Christ.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. And like you said, you do work with children. And of course, working with children, you have to work with the parents. So I'm thinking now, how do you make sure to ensure that you've got a very sound and good working relationship with parents in particular? Because, you know, these days, children, working with children is a very sensitive issue, mm-hmm. you know. So here you are, you're working with children. How do you make sure that, you know what, your relations so to say are good, and there isn't anyone who's getting their feathers ruffled, so to say?
Yes, it's like the moment you start to work with these children, there is a consent form with certain not demands but expectations which parents adhere to, and then they sign up for their children. But I think the best advantage which I've seen, parents need trust. Mm-hmm. Yes, whenever you get trust, trust is achieved maybe because of the marital status.
Yes,
because right now I've got a friend, mm. I've got a wife, and I've got my beautiful Amai, my sweetheart.
Wow.
Yes, Amai, no, they call her most of the time.
Mm.
So you see that there's a girl child.
Mm.
So you cannot actually maneuver, you cannot pave away when you are just a man. And you are trying to gather children who are girls without a helper who is going to look after them, who is your wife or a counselor, who is a lady.
Mm.
Because nowadays there are issues, there are stories. But if parents can see that, no, this is a solid maybe marriage, or this is a people or a character which we can emulate, they can give you your children. It's like, it's a matter of trust. Mm. So, and I don't know what they see, mm. but I know that God will be showing them and pointing them that we are the way to lead. Yes.
Wow. All right, it's good that the missus is in support of the ministry. So I'm just curious, did you guys meet during the ministry, or you met before? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, we met before the ministry, yes, and I know even in the attachment which I was doing, she was doing a, because she's a teacher by profession, and I remember we're doing a VOP session during my attachment with the likes of Pastor Mtero, who was my district pastor, who was actually my coach. All I can say is she was very instrumental,
okay,
because she managed to enroll the whole school.
Wow.
Yes, and we could actually knock off late with the district pastor to see that there is a massive, massive turnout and a massive enrollment. And it's like she was, I did my attachment with her, to see that, no, this person is worthy to work with. This person is my type in this ministry. Yes, I think that's all I can say.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. So, you know, coming back to your ministry, you how many places, which places have you toured, you know, with the kids over the years?
Over the years, so far, I've toured to Zambia. Mm-hmm. Yes, we've gone to Botswana.
Okay.
Yes, we've gone to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've gone to like there are chapters.
Mm-hmm.
In those areas.
Okay.
Some were caused by COVID,
mm-hmm,
because we could do Zoom lessons, mm-hmm, and we could connect now these children,
yes,
regardless of borders. Yes, mm-hmm, we could cut across borders through Zoom, and now we could go physically, mm-hmm, to check on those children, to do an interface, to greet them so that they know us, to greet, to see them, and then that's when we had a relationship. So all those countries we've toured so far, but we have actually we do have a ground in across our seas,
mm,
where those who follow us are online again. But all I can say with regarding to that question is the way we have crossed borders is because we don't look at one, we don't consider one gift. No, these children can do book distribution, these children can preach, these children can sing. So if you cannot sing, at least you can distribute a book. If you cannot distribute a book, you can actually preach. If you cannot preach, you can just be there to support. So we, everyone is on board. So these children who have crossed to the borders to Botswana to support the children who are doing a book distribution. It was not preaching, but Airport Junction, we gave more than 700 books within 30 minutes, and then we had to come back only for that, not to preach, because we believe that every opportunity we have in ministry should be done using any type of gift which God has endowed you with.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And it's good that you are not only looking for singers or preachers, but even just support. That's amazing. That is amazing. So tell me, so what can you say have been some of the success stories, you know, in this ministry that you are pursuing?
Yeah, just to keep parents in the same WhatsApp group. Yeah, that's the biggest. It's a success, because you never know who is happy, you never know who is supportive. But if you can have the same WhatsApp group for more than 5 years with people not exiting the group, that's a success per se. But what I want to say is that the successes I'm seeing is you are seeing the growth of the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean Kids TV, because children have no gadgets, children have no equipment, they have no data.
Yes.
But to see going above 400 on YouTube is quite a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And our Facebook page is now more than it's 3,000 or something.
Okay.
Yes, followers, etc. Most of the successes you see is being accepted and embraced by churches in our denomination and beyond. Yes.
All right. So maybe as you're working, you know, just like anything, there are always going to be challenges that you face. Are there any specific challenges that you have been facing as you're going about this ministry?
Definitely. You meet many things along the way. It's like, as you see, you need support at times,
mm-hmm,
and support can be in form of financial support. Challenges can be in form of consent from the parents, as I've told you that children don't act on their own, but they act upon consent. So if parents cannot commit to a certain program, which means that child cannot come. So we rely on parents, and it's quite a tragedy, because most parents can say no, we are tied up, and they are tied up will actually affect them being tied up will affect the whole process and will affect everything. And maybe the other challenge which I could just say is maybe you can have a bad day. Some of the times maybe you can have a program where you are exposed maybe to rain, etc., and then it might affect maybe the program.
All right, but nonetheless, you seem to be persevering. You seem to be, going strong nonetheless. So what can you say, maybe we as a church, do you really think that we are doing enough as far as children's ministries is concerned? So to say, I'm just saying children's ministries in terms of just, us having our kids and making sure that they are with us in this spiritual walk. Do you think we are doing enough?
Yeah, the church is doing enough. For us, we are just complementing.
Mm.
Yes, we are not competing.
Okay.
Yes, so to complement means there's something which is enough.
Yes.
Because there's Pathfinder, there's Adventurer. But the problem now is the challenge which might be there is that we are having those programs maybe Sundays only. Yes, periodically, like maybe if it's a VBS, it's done maybe during the holidays.
Yes.
But now what we have done is to make it a lifestyle.
Mm.
We don't have a Sunday, we don't have a Monday. If there is a charity work which is needed urgently, we just come for it, we go for it. If there is any prayer needed, we just go for it without any day which is specific, like what we do maybe at church, that no, there is a youth day, there's a Pathfinder day. No,
yes.
To us now, or for us, any day is a working day, because we have signed up for this to say we will go and we will go for sure. Each and every time.
We go for sure, man, for sure. And hey, that's nice. It's nice to see our children being involved at an early age. And surely they say you cannot teach an old dog new tricks, but if you're having kids getting used to ministering, preaching, singing at a young age, that means the church in the future is going to be very, 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 very strong. So what would you want to say to parents, and maybe those maybe who haven't quite, taking seriously this ministry of making sure that their kids are involved, in these type of things? What would you want to say to them?
All I can say is let's get involved, because the secular worldview there is very pathetic. As you can see, those people who our children recommend, what do we call them? Like those people who what do we call them? The people who are influential, maybe in media.
Celebrities.
Yes, etc. It's like our worldview now. Our children watch and learn by seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do is if we relax, the world is going to teach our children. The world is going to show, it's going to be a model. Yes, the world is model. There are many models out there which are now secular, giving our children a thought patterns that are a bit satanic and evil. So we are there now to avail and to say, no, this is the way, keeping them busy for Jesus. And once they are busy, their habits will change. Once their habits change, their characters will change. Once their characters will change, we are changed, we'll have a character and an integrity and the virtues implanted in our children, so that they can be a better people, and we will be working to have a better generation in our midst. We cannot say everything is now bad, but we can say we can make a change. There are small wins in there are big wins in small wins. Yeah. So even if there are three children involved, that's a win. Even if there are five children amongst hundreds who are bad, that's a win. A left hand is not a right incline, but a right incline is a right incline. So all I can say is, if you turn left with the right, if it's a left incline, it's a walk towards the left turn. So it's like the little which we do is much in God's eyes.
Wow. Yes. Wow, now that's amazing, Fundisi. So maybe in conclusion now, what would you want to see? Is like the kind of heights. What kind of heights would you want to reach, as far as this ministry that you are in is concerned, as far as Amen Kids is concerned? Where do you want to reach in the near future with this ministry?
Thank you so much for that question. Right now, we're working on a platform, which is an application for children who are missing, who are lost, so that we can work with the community to be the first responders, not to police, but to be the first responders in prayer, because there are children who are missing, there are children who are being lost. But what are we doing as a church now? What are we doing as a community to equip the community? So I'm saying, no, that application is going to have the phone numbers, the police phone numbers, going to have the numbers for the nearest pastor, the phone numbers for those who can be praying if your child is missing. So I'm saying, want to incorporate the community so that they know that we are there for them. We are not just there for the church, but we are there for the community. So it's a very big stride, and it's about to be complete, whereby every person, regardless of denomination, is going to be having that application, Android application, is going to be downloaded by the Southern Africa, if push comes to shove, so that our children can be safe, our children can be wholesome, our children can have faith in us as parents, that we are watching over them, and our parents can know that we are praying for them. So as a ministry and as people are working for Jesus.
Wow. You know, that's some amazing work. I like the fact that you are broadening the horizon. You're only out here to sing songs and playing games, but you're out here to do the serious stuff, you know, praying for kids who are missing. I think most of us, we don't think about such things, unless something like that happens to us, but now there you are, having such an initiative, thinking about people, and not only centering on us as Adventists, but going, stretching as far as any other denomination, as far as their children, you're willing to work with them. I think may the Lord bless you in this field that you're in, for this, and may you continue to broaden, your horizon, may you continue to, equipped with more ideas, so that you continue to work in this vineyard. So let me take this opportunity to thank you so much for coming through to the Weekend Chapter.
Thank you so much. May God bless you all.
All right, so that was the man, Pastor Gift Shoko, right there, and he's been telling us the work that he's been doing with the Amen Kids, and his future prospects that he wants to undertake, and may the Lord continue to guide him and to be with him in this ministry. So stay with us as we are right here on the Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, SID Media.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.